for having me today. Excited to be here and get to tell you a little bit about my business. Now, the best way to really tell you about my business is to paint a picture for you. So I want you to imagine it's Friday evening, you get home after making some deals, closing some sales. It's been a great day. Your spouse is even in a pretty good mood and they're gonna let you slide on that diet you've supposedly been on for the last couple weeks. So you go to the freezer to get your favorite dessert. Publix BOGO ice cream that you got last week. Cookies and cream if you're like me. But when you open up that carton, instead of a delicious dessert, what do you find? That's right, freezer burn. Yet another carton of ice cream has been destroyed by freezer burn. I myself, like millions of Americans, was afflicted by this great travesty. But we, the ice cream lovers of America, do not have to suffer any longer. Because today I am introducing the Ice Cream Guard. Now, the Ice Cream Guard is a flexible silicone cover that sits directly on top of your ice cream and keeps it fresh and free of freezer burn. What this does is it creates a layer of protection by sitting directly on top of the ice cream. And now the freezer burn occurs on top of the guard and not on your ice cream. It's a super simple design, but what it does is it keeps your ice cream fresh, easy to scoop, and free of freezer burn for weeks. Now, it has a couple of cool features that you can probably see here. So it has this pull tab at the top, makes it easy to remove from your carton whenever you're ready to enjoy your ice cream. It also has this textured honeycomb design on the top. And what this does is it creates a place for the freezer burn to latch onto. And so that's on your guard, not on the ice cream. And it's also dishwasher safe and reusable. So I came up with the idea last fall. I was in my final semester at the University of Florida in their business school and kind of in between jobs at the time, really thinking and praying about what my next steps needed to be in my career. And I went to the freezer to get some ice cream. It was freezer burned. I was like, man, this is annoying. I hate it when this happens. I wonder if there's a product that solves this problem. After doing a quick search online, it was pretty clear that there was not. And it was also clear that I was not the only person with this problem. So I set out to create a prototype and see if we could come up with a solution for this problem. I also joined UF's Business Incubator Program, and they help provide some advice and insight on bringing a new product to market, as well as how to start a business. So after going through the prototyping process and placing an order with a manufacturer for a test run of the product, we launched a crowdfunding campaign to collect some pre-sales to see what the market for this product might look like. We raised about $2,700 just in pre-sales with doing limited marketing, and that allowed us to order an initial inventory of 1,000 units. And we actually just got to ship out our first orders to our pre-sale customers last week, so that was super exciting for the business. But we now have inventory in stock on our website, icecreamguard.com, and also on Amazon. So now it's a lot easier for people to find us and order. Now, you may be thinking, I have freezer burnt ice cream in my freezer right now. I could totally use this product. But even if you're a little skeptical of why someone would need this, we've identified four customer segments that are more likely to buy our product. So if you look past the cheesy alliterations, what you'll find is that this product appeals to a wide array of consumers. So first, you have people who are single. Maybe they live alone. They don't eat a lot of ice cream. They also, maybe when they get it, buy one, get one free or on sale, they don't eat it all before it goes bad. A segment two, we have people who are active, try to watch what they eat, maybe have a little self-control when they're eating their desserts. Like my parents, they only try to eat sweets on the weekends. But oftentimes, ice cream doesn't last that long in the freezer, ends up going bad before they finish it. Segment three, we have people who maybe live in a large family. When you go to the store, nobody can agree on just one flavor of ice cream, so you end up with three or four in your freezer, but they don't all get eaten at the same time. The ice cream guard solves the problem of it going bad before it gets eaten. And segment four, we have people who are maybe retired age, they don't eat as much ice cream as they used to, or they only eat it when they have friends or family or the grandkids over to visit. We've had a lot of interest from that segment, so we added that as well. So in order to get our product in front of people, we're currently using social media to introduce them to it and educate them on the product. So this is an example of a couple of posts that we've done recently, the left being Instagram, my right or being TikTok. So what this allowed us to do is educate people on the product and introduce it. It's something that's never existed before, so there is a little bit of a learning curve for people. But we've had some great success on introducing people to the product. That video there actually ended up topping out at 6.8 million views. So that was a great way for us to get some exposure and people excited about the product. And that was with $0 of ad spend. Now that we have inventory in stock, they can just click on it and go to our page or Amazon to buy the product. Now, with any new product, IP protection is incredibly important, especially with a product like this that's extremely simple and potentially easy to knock off. So we're currently working with a patent attorney in Alexandria, Virginia that the University of Florida connected me with, and we're working on converting our provisional patent that we filed last year into a utility patent, as well as the potential of adding some design patents. We hope to leverage this, as well as the concept of being a new and unique product, to get our foot into the door at retailers. specifically grocery stores. I would love to see this hanging on the glass doors of the ice cream aisle, where you get those little knickknacks that are kind of worthless, don't really apply to the product itself. This could be a great way for retailers to maximize, you know, their sales with a product in a position that's currently being underutilized in their stores. As a new entrepreneur, these past few months have been extremely fun. I've always hoped to do something like this, and it's been a great learning experience. But I wish I'd known earlier on in life that there are many people who love to help entrepreneurs, and they're willing to help them succeed if they are willing to ask. And you can't be afraid of taking that step and going out on a limb. I'm so grateful that I did that and was willing to go forward with creating this product and bringing it to market a few months ago. I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I was lucky enough to be featured in a newspaper and an article that went across the state. So that was a pretty encouraging experience to see. And I hope that I can impart to other young entrepreneurs that there are plenty of people and organizations that are willing to help you if you're willing to take that first step and do that. And great organizations like this and people like you who are willing to help. So I'm grateful to all of you and the people that have helped me on this journey to get to where I am today. I would have never guessed that a few months ago that today we would now have a product on Amazon ready to sell, something that's unique that's not out on the market before, and I'm grateful to be at this point. So please be sure to share any advice or insights that you have for me, and I'd be happy to answer any questions for you as long as you tell all your ice cream loving friends about the Ice Cream Guard. Thank you all for your time today. Thank you.